Sam.
Hey, Sam. How you doing, brother?
Hey, good. How are you?
Just another day in paradise, man. Thank you for asking, though. I know you. You also have your hands full over there with your newborn. I gotta tell you, when my babies, when they were newborns, man, I was like, man, I can't wait for them to get older. And now they're older, and I wish they were newborns.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I'm a little older, I'm sure, than you are, Sam. But yeah, I have an 18-year-old and a 14-year-old, and they're both girls. So
life gets complicated when they get bigger, doesn't it?
100%, man. You know what? It's funny because when I was young, right, I was in my late 20s, and they were little. I'm like, God, you guys are such a pain, man. I can't wait for you guys to get older. And the older they got, the more I wish they were younger, man, because the older they get, the more they talk back, man, you know?
Yep.
They know.
Pretty good little boy. You don't cry too much unless you really need something. So.
That's amazing. Yeah, like I tell my daughters think they know everything about the world already, man. You know, they
I know.
They know it all. Dad doesn't know much, you know?
No. Nope. Although when you were their age, you knew everything too, I'm sure.
You know what? I can't. It's so funny you say that, brother, and I don't mean to jump off topic, but my mother would always tell me that. She's like, you know what? Just remember all the shenanigans you put me through right now and all the headaches. One day when you have your own kids, you're definitely gonna, and boy, was she right, man.
Yep.
Sometimes I think, man, you know, you guys are definitely making me pay back for some of the things I did when I was your age, but.
Exactly.
Anyhow, Sam, all right. So I was looking at the account here. I know that I had, advised you of giving you a break on the setup fee. I'm looking at my notes here. I think we talked, you know, a little bit about that, so I don't mind doing that. Now, let me ask you, you're still doing a 40 to 50-mile radius, if I'm not mistaken. I just want to make sure I have that correct.
Yep. Full Twin
okay.
Cities. Twin
Both,
Cities,
okay.
Greater metro area is kind of what, you know, we can do it anywhere.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then bear with me here.
I mean, there are, obviously it's better, and I focus a lot of the marketing around my specific area, kind of on the east side of the Twin Cities, but
okay,
our true service area is anywhere within, you know, 40 miles any direction of downtown Minneapolis or St. Paul.
Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here one quick second. Okay. All right. And then what days and what hours of operations? I remember I had that already, but I didn't plug it in because, you know, the payment wasn't submitted, so I unfortunately didn't save that. So what days and what times that you wanted to show on Google?
I would want it to show on Google anytime, but you're talking about service, like, availability hours?
Yeah, like, you know, on Google is going to show what times customers can call you. I mean, I don't think you want people calling you in the middle of the night.
Right.
You know,
I'd probably say 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, that sounds about right, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right. I mean, I'll make a suggestion only because I deal with quite a bit of roofing companies. A lot of them have 7 a.m. to like 7 to 7 right now during the summer times. Again, that's just a suggestion, brother.
Yeah, that's fine. Because if I'm not available or, you know, we're not available, then nobody will answer. So that's fine to put that on it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah,
Before we get too far into it, I don't think we ever really got to the upfront and monthly costs or kind of in-depth of what you guys are. I'm assuming that you're an SEO company.
Yes, so we do, we provide all Google services, right? I mean, we work, directly under Google guidelines. We're a premier partner for Google for over 20 years now.
Okay.
You know, in the States, just so you know, in the entire country, there's only 40 companies nationwide that are premier partners to Google, which means that we're hired by Google, we're trained by Google, and we have all the Google accesses as far as the back-end stuff. You're never going to get a call directly from Google, just so you know that, Sam. Google is never going to call you, say, hey, this is Google, do you want to put yourself on there? If you ever get a call, anybody telling you that nonsense, red flag right away. You know, Google does call like, Pepsi, BMW, Coca-Cola. I mean, they're huge accounts. You know, that's what they reach out to. So we are a search engine optimization. That's part of what we do. We also do like the Google guarantees, the Google ads. We do all the services that Google provide. We have ability to provide those as well. Obviously, the services that we're offering you today is for the local map section. That'll give you a radius of anywhere from 5 to 50 miles around Cottage Grove. And that would put you on Google's first page on the business end, right? So if anybody is looking for any roofing work or any of the services that you do, Community Builders is going to pop up as one of the top recommended on Google's first page.
Okay. And then the other thing to note there is I don't really do any work in Wisconsin. So if you go east from Cottage Grove, it's not 50 miles to the border. So that would be the one question mark, or, you know, something that I would have to ask you is my service area is not going to include the state of Wisconsin. And it's only, I don't know, 20 miles or so to the border.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for letting me know that. Yeah. So what I'll do, I type this in for our IT department. So when they're putting your listing on Google, we would stay away from, you know, sending any work for you in Wisconsin. Obviously, I'm assuming probably laws are different or you know, or licensing and so forth.
Yeah, licensing and also just pay rates as far as if you get into Xactimate and like insurance costs and payouts for replacement. It drops significantly in that state, so it's not something I market, and I don't have a reciprocal license, and I don't plan to.
As far as the pricing goes, I see that we did go over very briefly as we were discussing it, because I noted everything on my end. That's when you said, hey, my parents just pulled up. You said they are over for dinner. And I said, okay. The pricing that we manage is $299 a month, and then there is a setup charge of $99. We briefly discussed it, and I said as a courtesy, you know, I would remove that for you, and then we didn't get into any further details when I said that to you. So,
I was probably not listening. I was probably dividing my attention with the people in my driveway. So.
Yeah. You did mention, you know, I like the $299. You said something about, hey, you know, what's up with that? I said, well, so I'm just reading my notes here about the setup fee. I said, you know what? Don't worry about it. As a courtesy, I'll go ahead and get that removed. So that's all you would be paying. That would be the $299. Normally, we don't remove those setup fees because the ROI on this is already amazing. The return on investment, right? Even paying that $99 setup fee, I mean, you're going to see, you know, one hell of a return on investment being part of that first page of Google, right? Everyone that's on that first page stays busy. Obviously, I also don't want to give you expectations and say, hey, Sam, you're going to be a millionaire in 2 months, or you're going to have over 100 jobs every single month. I mean, that's all a bunch of shenanigans. I mean, I just prefer to be a straight shooter with you. You know, one of the things that Google can deliver is definitely, you know, keep you busy. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to be rich in a couple of months. I don't want to set that expectation and say, hey, man, you're going to be rich by being on Google. It doesn't work that way either, man. But, you know, what our customers want, they just want to be busy, man. That's what our customers, at the end of the day, that's, you know, it's like, hey, man, just make sure my phone rings and I'm happy with that, you know.
And then other than being on the first page of Google, which, you know, there's a whole lot just in that, but what do you guys do? Is it just purely SEO for Google Maps? Is that basically?
So we do the SEO. We also do, because Facebook, Let me ask you, do you have a Facebook page?
No.
You don't. Okay. So we would help you create a business profile page on Facebook through social media, right? Google does have a partnership with Facebook. So what we would do is that we would promote you, you know, through Facebook, and then we would also run ads on Facebook for you. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Facebook ads, Sam, or not, but.
Not really.
Okay. Do you have a personal Facebook page? Not a business one, but like your own?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if you ever been on your page and then suddenly you see like commercials or ads that pop up for like, plumbers or electricians or people that do roofing or people that do gardening.
Not really. I don't spend a whole lot of time on
social media.
Instagram.
Okay.
I have them and you know, my old lady will, she spends some time on there, but it's just never been really my thing.
Okay, no worries, brother. So when people are scrolling through their Facebook and looking at their friends and just, you know, looking at the news or whatever, they'll start seeing ads pop up, for Community Builders Roofing on Facebook. And our clients love that feature because it generates quite a bit of work. Okay. Aside from that, we also work directly with Apple, right? Google also has a partnership with Apple. So anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, like through Apple Maps, we would also be listing you through there. Okay. And then obviously we list you through Bing, B-I-N-G, as it's a sister site to Google, obviously. And then lastly, we give you the option if you want to be listed on the BBB or not, on the Better Business Bureau. If you wanted to be listed on there, we can definitely do that for you. And also Yelp. I just remembered Yelp is another one that we work with if our customers want to be listed through Yelp as well. So it's
gotcha.
Not
and I'm
just...
already, I'm already accredited through the Better Business Bureau. So
excellent.
That
about. Excellent. Yeah, I mean, if you're already accredited, I mean, we can do follow-ups and see where you're at. I mean, as long, you know, obviously, you know, the Better Business Bureau is, you know, for the most part, you know, not something that's going to provide work for you. And what we're concentrating in is to provide leads, brother, provide work, right? So the BBB is not like the stronghold, right? Being listed on Google's first page and the website is obviously what we're interested in.
Right. Yeah, and I just out of my experience in the past, I've, you know, the company that I was previously helping get this all running for, basically running the exteriors for a different company, we got a lot of leads through the Better Business Bureau, which was nice because you don't pay per lead. You know, you just pay the accreditation. You pay the accreditation fee, and they just come in as they come.
Yeah, for sure. Understandable. And that's pretty awesome. I mean, it works exactly the same with Google. Obviously, there's no platform out there that's, you know, that's exceeding Google's numbers, to be quite frank with you, Sam. I mean, everyone and their mother goes on Google. You know, nowadays you ask somebody for something and the universal answer is just Google it. You know? It's definitely, I mean, again, I can tell you whatever you want to hear, brother. At the end of the day, results speak for themselves, man. You know?
Right.
And you're going to be able to see that.
Yeah, what kind of contract terms do you guys offer?
10 years. I'm just kidding, Sam. I'm kidding. There's no contract. It's month to month.
Okay. So I assume probably pay the first month up front?
Yeah, correct. That's correct. So you would pay the $299 today. We get the ball rolling today. And then you'll get a courtesy call from our IT department tomorrow. And you know, I'm sure you know what the IT guys do, right? They do all the back end work as far as like,
right.
Making sure if you have any pictures you want on Google, putting you on Google, doing the Facebook ads, doing the Apple Maps. I mean, they do all the back end work. They'll give you a courtesy call tomorrow, make sure everything is good to go, that all the information that I put in here is, ready to go. And then they get the ball rolling, tomorrow. You'll get a call from the IT guys.
Gotcha. And as far as the verification process for to be listed on Google, you handle that. How does that work? Or what does that look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, so we take care of that on our end. I mean, we submit more verifications than many other companies nationwide. So the verification process is also done through our IT guys. I mean, they actually are the ones that work directly with Google, so we handle that on our back end.
Okay, and how long does that generally take?
Normally, it takes, I mean, you're already a registered business, right? A lot of the times when companies are not registered, it can take up to 45 days for us to get the verification done. When you're a registered business and everything, you know, you're already accredited with the BBB, which is something else that Google takes into account, it normally gets done quite a bit faster. I don't want to tell you, oh yeah, it's going to be done in 2-3 days.
Right.
That'd be a bunch of baloney, man.
Yep. So I did try to get my business verified myself, and it came back and said that something on this information or whatever was not within the Google's policies. And so I tried to submit a review of that, and I never heard anything back through Google, and I didn't find any other way to try to get it verified.
Yeah, you're not the only one. We deal with that all the time. When customers try to submit on their own, they'll get a rejection letter for whatever code or reason that Google denies them, and then they try to appeal it. They try to appeal, and most of the time it just goes unanswered or unresponsive because you can never get a hold of Google directly. So it makes it very challenging.
Right.
So we'll take care of that on the back end for you, Sam. You don't have to worry about that. We'll get you verified.
Gotcha. And will I get notified when that verification is completed?
Absolutely.
PIN number or whatever it is.
Yeah, see, that's how I know you were really trying to do this on your own.
I've been through it with other companies too, like other companies that I was helping get set up for. So,
oh,
I
see.
Never
okay.
Into it where it was like, oh okay. Shit, it doesn't let me do it. What the, you know? So,
yeah.
And then with that being said, if I were to cancel, say 6 months from now, I decide that, hey, I don't want that monthly expense anymore at this time.
Mm-hmm.
What does that affect as far as what's already been set up and verified and all that kind of stuff?
Okay. So the verification process, everything will stand, right? I mean, we work under Google guidelines. You're not working with a third party like HomeAdvisor,
right,
Angie's List, that they don't have to follow Google guidelines. I mean, the moment that you cancel with them, they'll shut everything off. We don't have that luxury. So the moment, let's say, you part ways with us, whether it's, you know, 3 months from now or 3 years from now, whatever verification, whatever GBP that we initiated for you, those stand. We're not able to eliminate those. I'm sorry, GBP, Google Business Profile.
Okay.
You know, yeah, those have to stand, brother. We cannot take them away.
Gotcha. And then, so it would, at that point, if I were to cancel, it would just be the first page listing that would go away, and then...
That is correct. There you go. See, you're on top of things. That's right. So the only thing that would go away is the promotion behind keeping you on the first page. Correct.
Got it. Okay. Cool. I think that's all
right.
The questions that I've got for now.
Okay. All right. And then the website, are we using cbroofingmn.com?
We are going to be using that. I have to, like I said, I switched platforms, so I've got to rebuild that website on Squarespace.
Okay. Okay.
So the domain is mine, but currently it's quote unquote under construction because I switched from WordPress to Squarespace, and that website did not transfer over. Now it's gone, which is fine with me because it was pretty basic anyway. So I just need to go in there and get stuff together.
I would suggest, because part of the service, Sam, is that if you want, we can build you one, and our websites look very legitimate and very professional. You wouldn't pay anything extra, brother.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll do that. If I have, like, color palettes and, like, if I've got a whole slide deck from the marketing person that I had used initially to kind of get my branding going, is that something that they would then incorporate?
Yeah, like pictures or logos or anything of that nature?
Yeah, pictures, logos, even fonts. And the whatever it's called, color scheme. I can't remember what it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our IT department will definitely do that for you. That's not a big deal.
Okay. Sweet.
Okay. Perfect. Bear with me here 1 second.
Yeah. No problem.
And then what's your last name, Sam?
It is Blevins, B as in Bravo, L-E-V like Victor, I-N-S.
I got to tell you, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. I haven't seen your last name, brother. I...
Yeah, it's one of a kind. Well, I'm not one of a kind, but you know what I mean. It's not super common.
I know exactly what you mean. I hear your baby there, brother. I promise I'll need you for less than 5 minutes, and I'll get you off the line.
No, you're good.
You only have one, right?
Yep, just one.
Okay.
For now.
For now, right. That's how it starts, brother.
My fiance just said, I thought I was your baby, too. Different kinds of baby.
Yeah, man. You know, just enjoy your boy, man. I'll tell you that much, man. Because to the blink of an eye, he'll be 5 and then 10 and, man.
Yep, man, gone.
Sam, what's your email address, brother?
It is sam.blevins, B as in Bravo, L-E-V as in Victor, I-N-S, at cbroofingmn.com.
All right, I didn't get the last portion. CB Roofing, what now?
Yep, cbroofingmn.com, just same as going.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Perfect. All righty. Okay, here, let me see what I did incorrect, because it's telling me this is wrong. So I have Sam, S-A-M, dot Blevins, that's B as in Bravo, L as in Lime, E as in Eric, V as in Victor, I as in Ivan, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam's, at CB Roofing, M-N, for Minnesota.com.
That's correct.
Okay, bear with me here 1 second, then. What is going on here? Okay. Sam.Blevins at cbroofing.com. Okay. All righty. Thank you for being patient with me, brother.
No problem.
I just want to make sure that I have this right, because you'll get a couple of text messages coming in there. Emails, and I want to make sure. Okay. I just texted you the email that you gave me, brother. Can you verify that for me? Because it's coming up as invalid, and it runs through our Google system. So I just want to make sure I have it correct.
That is correct. I'm going to
take a picture of my email right now. So I just sent you back an email, or sent you back a photo, or texted you back a photo of my email account that's open on my computer right now.
Okay, there it is. I don't know what happened. Now it accepted it. It was not accepting it here, and now it's like, okay.
Huh.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Okay. Perfect. All right, let's see here. Make sure I got all my T's crossed and I's dotted. Okay. I need to create a password for the account, Sam. This is in case you call us or we call you. We need to verify that we're speaking with you only. So you have 3 questions to choose from, brother. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Any of them is fine. The mother's maiden name is just
okay.
Fine.
Go ahead.
Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N.
Okay, perfect. Nelson will be the password to the account. Keep in mind, if you ever call, Obviously, they'll ask you mother's maiden name. I just
got it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then that that call with our IT department tomorrow, Sam, what time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare? Because, you know, these are the guys that would need the, you know, they need you to send them pictures or whatever it is. So what time tomorrow would you say you have about 30 minutes?
I would say about the same time, probably 3 o'clock Central Time.
3 o'clock. Okay, perfect. Let me just double check. I have that open on their calendar. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, perfect. I do have that available. All right, stand by for 1 second. And sorry if I sound repetitive. I'm being in the system just prompt me. You are open to commercial or just residential? I'm sorry.
I'm open to commercial. However, mainly the core of business is residential.
Residential. You know what I'll do? I'll list you as residential light commercial. Is that all right?
Sure. That sounds perfect.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? You can do residential and commercial, because the worst that can happen is it can be something that I'm not interested in doing. So that's fine.
Okay. Perfect. I mean, yeah, you can always, you know, say, hey, man, I don't, can't do this one. No mm-hmm. big deal behind that. Okay. Okay. Perfect. All right. And then there's two different payment methods that you can use, Sam. One thing. Is Sam short for something?
Samuel. S-A-M-U-E-L.
Yeah. Okay. All right, brother. We just have to have your correct name here, man. My apologies.
No worries.
Samuel. I have a cousin with your name, but obviously I'm Hispanic, so his name is Samuel.
Samuel, yep.
Yeah. I mean, spelled exactly the same, just pronunciation.
yep, exactly.
Perfect. All right, so there's two ways you can take care of it, the $299, Sam. You can either use a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal one.
We'll use the company card.
All right, because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, obviously we have to make sure that the card says identically the same thing or else our system won't accept it. So does it say Community Builders Roofing, LLC, or INC, or what exactly does the card say?
Nope. So hold on 1 second for me, okay?
Uh-huh.
Hey, is there any way that I could get just like an email or something from you? Could you send me an email?
Yeah. I think, did I not send you one?
I don't believe, let me see.
I could have almost, assured that I sent you one, but no worries, brother. If you need something in writing, I'll get it over to you right now. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. No worries, man. Like I said, we've been doing this for over 20 years, and I promise you, we're not into any funny business or anything of that.
Yo, as much as, hey, I 100% personally believe you. I just, you know.
I get
maybe
you.
Before the baby was born, I'd be like, fuck it. What's the worst that could happen? But now it's like, let's just make sure this is official.
Understood, brother. No worries, man. Okay.
So are you also located in California?
Absolutely. Yes, we're here in the same state as Google. We're in California, man. We work
Costa
with all
Mesa?
50 states. We're in Fountain Valley. Costa Mesa is actually a close-by city.
Gotcha. That's what Google's got local slash listed as.
Yeah, no, we're our city that we're in is Fountain Valley, California. Which is Orange County. We're about, I want to say about 10, 15 minutes from Disneyland to be exact.
Gotcha.
You know, somewhere that you're probably going
to
have
to
visit.
No wonder you were just getting back from lunch. I was like, shit, that's a late lunch, but not here in California.
You're right.
I used to live in Arizona, and so we're starting to have spring here now, and it's almost the end of April, and it's like 56 degrees, and it's the nicest day we've had in a while. You kind of miss the warmth.
Well, you know what? I don't know much about Minnesota, brother. I would lie to you if I said I did. I was just before you earlier this morning, I was talking to a guy that I signed up in Maine. And, he's like, yeah, you know, he's telling me about the lobsters and all this other stuff. And I said, look, brother, I'm based out of California. You're in the other side of the world. Side of the country. I said, but it sounds like a very nice place to visit. I don't know if I would want to live there.
Right. It'd be nice to go get a meal if you're into lobster. But.
Right. All right. Here, I'm going to get this over to you right now, Sam. Bear with me 1 second. Okay. All right. I just sent the message over. Please let me know if you received them, brother.
I definitely will. I did indeed.
And it's going to come from me. It has all the company info, everything you need. I put everything in writing for you. Placing your company on Google's first page, everything we discuss, Facebook ads. Building a company website for you and verifying your company through Google services as well. We'll do that. And then I specify there that this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service agreement, and our flat rate is $299.
Perfect. And then just out of curiosity, this has nothing to do with our agreement or anything, but how many search results does Google include on its first page?
You're looking, and on the first page, you're talking about 8 to 10 companies. Is that what you're referring to on the business end, on the local?
That's kind of what I was wondering.
Yeah, it's about 8 to 10. Obviously, our job is to get you up there among the top three. We cannot tell you exactly what spot Google is going to list you on exactly.
Right.
You know, I would be pulling your leg if I said, oh yeah, Sam, you're going to be the first one up there. I mean,
I'm not paying for ads. So I can guarantee you that I'm not going to be the first one that pops up. But
here's the reality of things, man. Mostly, and even myself, I normally, when I Google something, I will scroll down and choose one of the ones in the middle or towards the bottom, because I figure they're just going to be either a lower price or it's crazy because a lot of people are under that impression. You know, if you look at it, people, they normally don't choose the first ones that come up.
No, because you got the first three or four that are sponsored or ads that they
pay
for those. And then after that, you think, man, well, maybe they're not sponsored, but they must be putting a lot into the whole marketing thing.
Yep. It's funny you talk about all this because it lets me know that you've been around the block a few times for sure.
Once or twice.
Yeah, a lot of people don't talk about this, you know, so it's it's a little bit different. Okay.
All right. So that card number or what's on the card. So the first line, so it is a Visa. And so on the actual information, the first line is my first name and the second line is my official business name. So the first line says Samuel.N as in Nelson.Blevins. And then the business name, which is Nelson, well, the card says Blevins Asset Partners.
Okay, here, I got to put that on there.
Yeah, B-L-E-V-I-N-S.
Okay.
Space Asset, A-S-S-E-T, Space Partners, P-A-R-T-N-E-R-S.
Okay, Blevins Asset. And then partners with an S at the end, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then Samuel N. Blevins. I know you said there's dots. It doesn't allow us to put dots on our system. So as long as it says the correct name.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. No dots.
Okay.
I meant to say space. Samuel Space and Space Blevins. That's what I meant to say.
Blevins, okay, perfect. Then Blevins Asset Partners, okay. And then all visas start with number 4 whenever you're ready, brother.
All right, 4802.
Okay.
0930.
Okay.
0548.
Okay.
4578.
Perfect. Expiration date?
8/26.
Okay, that's going to be August 2026. All right, and then what's called the CC code is going to be the last...
310.
10. Okay, bear with me. All righty. All right, bear with me 1 second while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one, brother. So just stand by for me. Okay, perfect. Bear with me 1 second. I'm just removing the setup chart here for you, brother.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Okay. While I do that, I do have to read our disclosure to you, so let me just get that done, and then we'll wrap it up here, brother. I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification, Sam. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please make sure you let me know. I'll be more than happy to clarify anything for you. Welcome to Local Splash. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, can you please verify the name of the business?
Yeah. So do you want the LLC or the DBA? Because Community Builders Roofing is the DBA, which is what I want listed.
Okay, so that'll be good then. Community Builders Roofing is what you want listed. Okay, and that's a DBA.
Gotcha.
Okay, doing business as. Alrighty. Okay, can you please state your name and your title with the company?
My name is Samuel Blevins, and I am the owner.
Thank you very much. You are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Community Builders Roofing, correct?
That is correct.
You're also an authorized party on the billing information you provided today, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. Share results as fast as possible, Sam. We also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails only when necessary.
I agree.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as a primary Google partner, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. Okay. All we ask that is if at any point you bring a different marketing firm on board, that you keep us in the loop.
I agree.
Okay. Your initial payment term will be processed today, April 21st, in the amount of $299. I did remove that $99 setup fee as a courtesy. Your secondary payment will not be due until March 21st, and the amount is always going to stay $299. Now, keep in mind, Sam, this is not a contract. This is a month-to-month service agreement. You have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time after the first month if you're not satisfied. Okay? I don't think that's going to be the case, but it's my obligation to let you know that you always hold that right. Okay. All right. And bear with, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, okay, and you said the next payment wouldn't be due until March 21st. I assume you meant May 21st.
Oh. You're absolutely correct, Sam. I don't think we can go back in time. We can only go forward. So, yes.
Gotcha. Well, I was thinking you didn't have a year, so I was like, shit, can I hold him to this voice verification and saying I won't get charged?
Oh, man, you don't, you,
next year?
Come on, Sam. Got you don't want to do me, you don't want to do me like that, bro. You'd be like,
1 year for $299? What a special.
I need to talk to Mario and be like, oh, no, that guy doesn't work here anymore, man. He's over here giving out services for a year at $299. You know, we gotta
no setup fee, $299 a year.
Oh man, and then it's being recorded, which is, you know, he's like, hey man, play the recording.
Exactly. It went through my mind, and I decided to do the right thing.
You know what? Absolutely, thank you, brother. Karma is always good, man. You know when I appreciate that, brother. Alrighty, so yes, your next payment will be due for the recording May 21st.
Understood.
All right,
got it.
Bear with me. That's actually pretty solid. I got to bring that up on our next meeting and be like, hey, man, guess what? I was giving Sam a year of service for $300.
I didn't bring it up, man. They're going to start going through all the recordings of your calls to make sure you're telling the right month. They're going to be like, Mario, I've got an assignment for you.
Right, right. Look at your calls and start calling people back, yeah? Sam, you're going to start getting text messages in a second and emails, of course, saying welcome to the company. You're going to get one email in particular, Sam, that's going to need you to fill it in. It's pretty simple. What this is going to do, it's going to lock in the rate of $299 for you, and it's also going to give you access to our dashboard. Our dashboard is where you're able to see how many people are logging into Google, how many people are clicking on your GBP, how many calls you're generating from Google. Everything on the back end, we're going to give you access to it. This particular email, it's the first one you're going to receive. So if you can please log into your email. If you have 2 minutes, I'll help you do it. That way when you speak to the IT guys tomorrow, it will save you about 10 minutes on the phone because they're going to ask you to do it anyways.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm logged into my email right now.
Okay, perfect. It's going to be one of the first ones that comes in right now. It's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. I show that you already got it. So if you don't mind opening that for me, there's going to be 3 little boxes that you have to click in there, brother, saying that you give us permission to call you, that the card information that you provided is yours, and that you know the next payment will be done automatically on the 21st of May. Let me know when you see that email. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yep, I'm looking at.
Okay, right under there, there's a little where it shows you the invoice. Right under that, it's gonna say please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you see that.
I do see that. Okay. And then I did have one question looking at the invoice. Is this something that if at some point I didn't want to cancel, but I wanted to remove, say, the Facebook ads from the package, that I'm able to do so, or is it?
Yeah, you can absolutely do that. Keep in mind that it would reduce the rate. I think it's $49, even though $100 are being allocated. So I wouldn't do it, honestly, brother, because you'll get quite a bit of leads. You know, but if you wanted to, you could, man. You know, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. So right when you click it, it's going to take you to another page where on the top it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. You want to look towards the bottom. You're going to see your phone number. Right underneath your number is those 3 little boxes that you have to click in, brother. So if you want to take a second, just read through them. I mean, they're very transparent to what I said to you. Again, we're not going to hide anything from you. We're a very transparent company. So, click on those 3 boxes once you read what, they're referring to. And then let me know when you click on them. I'll take you to the next step.
Okay. And I'm just looking to read through the part about the website because I was just wondering, because I've had experience with this in the past with other companies that I was working with, or with companies I was working for and other SEO/marketing companies.
Okay.
Or the website, if I were to cancel.
Okay. So that's another great question. So if you ever decide to part ways with us for any given reason, whether it's 3 months from now or 3 years from now, we are obligated under Google guidelines to sell you that domain rights to that website for $99.
However, I already own the website domain.
Okay. You're talking about your, you're talking about your website. I thought you were talking about the one we're going to build for you because you said you wanted us to build one.
Oh, I was wondering in flesh. I thought they were able to build the website for me with my current domain.
No. Okay. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. Yeah. So no, if we're going to use your own domain, obviously we're not, and then this is because of copyright laws. I mean, Google wouldn't allow us to do that. I'm sure you know that back end of it. I mean, because of different copyright laws, we're not able to touch anything that has to do with your domain or your website.
Okay. So what will, since I have the domain that I want to use currently, what would be the domain, or like, how does that work for, if they were going to build a website, if the IT guys were going to put together a website for me, how would that?
So the website would be for Community Builders Roofing. That's exactly what it would say, Community Builders Roofing. That would be the headline on the website. And again, if at any point you want to, own the domain rights to that and you want to part ways with us, we would sell you that at $99 if you ever leave the company.
Okay. So is that something that they can build that domain but have it be anything that goes there gets directly forwarded to my domain? Do you know what I'm saying? Because I've got the domain. All my business information right now says visit us at www.cbroofingmn.com.
Okay.
So if they're going to build another one, I'm wondering if it's going to be separate due to copyright laws. Is there any way to tie them together? Or am I just kind of like floating between the two, or you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. You know what I'll do, because I don't want to give you a wrong answer, but that's a good question that you have. I will answer that correctly for you. Once we're done here, I'll get a hold of one of the IT guys from that department, and I'll run that question by them to get it answered correctly, Sam.
Okay, and they can also talk to me about it tomorrow, because if I don't want them to do it, then they
absolutely
don't say it.
Absolutely. Yep. If anything, I mean, the reality is, if you're going to pick anybody's brain, it's definitely those guys. They have, if I was to sit here and tell you that I know as much as they do, I would be, pulling your leg, man. Those guys are definitely, the guys that would definitely be able to answer all those questions down to the T, but I'll still ask for you, brother.
Awesome. And then these terms, are they something that I'm able to download somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you wanna take your time and read them, brother, you can do that. I was just trying to get this done with you today, so that way when you get a call tomorrow, you don't have to, sit on the phone and spare another, 10 or 15 minutes. Like I said, all the terms do is they allow us to lock you in into that $299 rate, and it also gives you access to our dashboard, where you're able to see all the back-end stuff. But if you want to go through them, keep in mind that our terms are going to give you all the Google services that Google offers, so don't get confused with them, because a lot of customers, when they say, hey, man, give me time to go through them, and then they'll call me back and say, hey, Mario, what does this mean, and why does this say, Google guarantees for $1,200, and I'm like, that has nothing to do with the services that you're getting, so.
Right. No, more so I just want to be able to save them for my records.
Well, absolutely, brother. Absolutely. They're going to be able to be downloaded on your end. You were able to keep them. Absolutely, man.
Okay. Is there a place to download them? Or?
The terms are right on there, brother. If you see there, terms and conditions located at www.localsplash.com/terms-and-conditions. So you're able to download them right there. There's a little blue.
Oh, to see the complete terms of experience, please click here. I gotcha.
Yep.
I didn't see that. But... okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I wasn't so much worried about reading through them, just that I could have them back to refer back to.
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. Again, keep in mind that our calls are recorded and monitored for quality assurance. So, everything that I say I have to stand by, so I appreciate you correcting me on that March thing.
Yep. All right. So I clicked all those and
once you click all of those, all you have to do is now, you see under there, it says signature your name, Samuel N. Blemings. Okay. If you did it correctly, it took you to another page that says welcome to Local Splash. It's going to ask you for a username and password. Okay. Seems like you did do it correct. Well, let me be the first one to say welcome to the family, brother. I appreciate you, you know, giving us that trust and that, you know, obviously what we want is to have a long-term relationship with Community Builders Roofing. And the bottom line here, the only way to do that is by producing results, man. I mean, that's the bottom line. So,
absolutely.
Again,
and is there a place where, so when I went to that next, or took me to that next place, it says to log in with your credentials. Where would I find
that? All right.
Never mind,
guys,
another email.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, either the IT guys will provide them or the email will generate in a couple of minutes.
Like I said, brother,
we want to have a long-term relationship with you, brother. That's the ultimate goal, man. So again, thanks for that, you know, for giving us that 1% of your trust. Obviously, it's our job to gain that other 99, brother. So again, thank you very much. We'll be in touch with you tomorrow. It's going to be 3 p.m. your time. So just do me a favor. Make sure you don't miss that call, brother.
All right, I will not.
Okay, well, Sam, again, thank you. I'll let you, get back to your newborn brother. And, again, we'll talk tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right, have a good one. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.